Welcome to Beauty in the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a one-stripe blue belt full of curiosity and so many questions about jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu black belt, still obsessed with jujitsu.
Okay, can I just say that when we recorded the last episode, I reverted back to being a one-stripe white belt, and nobody even caught it.
Yeah, I know. Didn't notice at all.
Didn't notice until I went to go edit the episode, and I was like, wait a minute, what just happened here?
At least you noticed then, because like I had people tell me they didn't even notice until you cut back in to say it, so...
Hopefully, I don't have to do any future edits and cut back in on this one. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, what did you want to talk about today?
When you don't want to show up. And I think it's kind of something we've talked a little bit about before, but I thought maybe we'd do a little bit of a deeper dive into it. You know, people know if they listened to the last episode that I've been struggling with my voice a lot and shortness of breath and stuff. And everything's fine. But I had a doctor's appointment today. And after the doctor's appointment, I was like, man, I do not want to record a podcast. Like, I just want to go home and like crawl under the covers for a little bit and just have a day. But, you know, we have the podcast to do. You know, I teach a couple of kids classes tonight. I teach an adult class and we've got a bunch of them competing on Saturday. So sometimes you show up even when you don't feel like it.
Do you find that you have to have that external motivation to show up? Like if you're like, oh, I've got all of these people depending on me, so I've got to pull it together and show up. Or is that something that just is inside of you?
I mean, definitely external motivation, I think, helps. I think it depends on what kind of person you are. You know, like I listen to the Happier podcast, mm-hmm. and they talk about like being an obliger or a rebel or a questioner or, you know, whatever. I can't remember the fourth one, but it's kind of dependent on what type of person you are a little bit. For me, I go both by outside expectation and internal expectation. So, you know, sometimes it is because we've got all these people getting ready to compete and I want to be there and I want to help them. We have people that, you know, expect the podcast in their downloads, you know, the people that are subscribed, and I don't want to let them down.
Do they really?
Surely they do. I know at least Mariah does.
Oh, that's true. Okay. So we are here for you, Mariah.
Yeah. If no one else, we know Mariah is just, you know, just waiting for us to put out the next episode. And I assume somebody else is. Somebody else is like, okay, I'm all caught up, just waiting for you to have something else to say. So, you know, there is some external motivation, but also I do have a ton of internal motivation. You know, like you look at my foot surgery and I, you know, should have been off the mat for however long. And I think I was there within a couple of days. It's like, uh-huh. And no one else expects that. I expect it. So it's a little of both.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think a little of both is the great way, though, because then if, you know, you don't have the expectation for yourself, you're just like, whatever, I can just stay home. It doesn't matter. But then, you know, like your favorite training partner is going to be there and they want to drill with you or whatever that is. If you have some external motivation, too, I think it can help you get off the couch or out of your pity party or whatever's happening.
Yeah. So I haven't been in class all week because
I know we've missed you.
I missed being there. I woke up Monday. I was congested, had a sore throat, and I was like, I'm not going to push it. Number one, I just didn't feel good. And there's no point in going and making anyone else sick. But even like as the week, I kind of thought, okay, day by day, we'll just see how it goes. I woke up today and finally felt like a human being again. But I was like, I'm not going to class. And then I'm like, even I could go, you know, if all goes well and I continue on this trajectory of feeling better, maybe I could technically get up and feel like going tomorrow. But I went back to bed this morning. Like I got up and did some of my morning routine and then I didn't have any client meetings. And I was like, I'm just going to go lay on the couch for a little while longer. And I woke up feeling so refreshed. I was like, maybe I just need some sleep and some rest. So that's why I've already decided, even if I'm feeling better tomorrow, I'm going to continue just to give my body this week and then go back at 100%, hopefully on Monday.
Yeah. And sometimes that's what you need. And I think, you know, like we do have a little bit of a different, I guess, expectation, you know, like as a student, it's definitely easier to say, you know what, I'm going to take the week off. I'm going to take care of myself.
Yeah.
As the head instructor, I feel like I have a little bit less of that ability.
Oh yeah. You do not have that luxury.
A good example would be yesterday, one of the students, Tyler, was asking about like coaches and stuff like that for the tournament on Saturday. And I was like, okay, full disclosure, like depending on what the doctor says tomorrow, I might not be there on Saturday. And he was like, so will we just be on our own? Like, no, bro, like we'll have other people there to coach you. Like, it'll be fine. And then, you know, if I had to have surgery or anything, he was like, so will classes just be canceled? And I'm like, no, we have great people. We have great people that will cover classes while we're not, if I'm not there. But, you know, still, even with knowing I do have backup, it's still hard for me to miss class. Like, I want to be there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like there is some expectation that I'm going to be the one teaching classes and stuff. So for you, like business-wise, this week being sick, were you able to take some time to relax and rest? Or is there still some like expectation that you have to like show up for certain clients?
Oh, I still have to show up for everything. Yeah, there's no, you know, like I'm still doing all of my production that I've had scheduled out, you know, like all of the edits are getting done, all of the deliverables are being met. So there's no getting out of that for me. And I don't have a backup for that.
Yeah, that's true. So what do you do when you don't feel like showing up for those things?
I did have a recording session scheduled for Tuesday and I just emailed them and said, I'm sick and we need to reschedule. And they were like, no worries, totally fine. So fortunately, I also have really awesome clients. And this wasn't something that it's like, they've got to get this episode out next week. So we had some time there. If I didn't have that luxury with that client, I would have figured something out.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's something that we forget too, is that people are often understanding.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I was supposed to have a new student come in tomorrow morning and I was like, hey, man, I've got a doctor's appointment that I have to take care of. Like, can I reschedule you for next week? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. Like, no problem. And you're like, I stressed about texting them because I was like, man, it's a new student. You don't want to like change. You don't want to seem flaky on them.
Right.
But, you know, like they didn't care at all. So I think that's something we have to keep in mind is that like people are more understanding. It's usually us that are holding ourselves to those higher standards.
Oh, yeah.
I think basically what we've ended up saying is that it's okay to take time off when you need it. But what about when like you should show up? Like how do you, what kind of motivation does it take to show up even when you don't feel like it?
Oh, that's a little tougher one. I think, so like just using class, for example, I think knowing that I'm a part of a team and there are people that are depending on me to show up so that we can train.
Yeah. And honestly, not just depending on you, but that will genuinely miss you when you're not there.
This is true.
That is true. Yes. And like, I think sometimes people feel like, will anyone even notice if I'm gone? But we do. And sometimes we're not good at like letting people know that. Like I try to follow up with people. Hey, I thought you were going to be in class today. Just wanted to make sure you were okay. But sometimes we just think that, I mean, will anyone really notice if we're not there?
Yeah.
Even if people don't check on you, because like in their head, they're like, where's so-and-so? But they may not reach out. Like, know that people do notice your absence.
Okay, when you told me on Monday that Abby was going to be in class, I was crushed.
No,
I was like, if there was any way I could rally, I'd be there.
Yeah, she was so sad that you weren't there. It's not very often you guys get to train together, so she was really looking forward to it.
Oh, man. So next time, I'll be there, Abby.
next. Well, I was going to say the next federal holiday, but the next federal holiday will be in another country. So
yeah, so we'll be training anyway.
Exactly. For me, like, I recently heard somebody say that they like hated the word motivation, or just hated motivation in general, that they kind of thought of it more like a drug, because motivation wavers. So they were talking about, instead of like motivation, they wanted discipline. So instead of motivation, they wanted discipline, you know, like discipline that you are going to be in class however many times a week, or that you're going to, you know, do however many drills or however many rounds, or like being disciplined instead of motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's part of how we're on the podcast today, is because we are disciplined to do it, because we know that it's part of what we do. There's going to be an episode out every couple of weeks. And, you know, like little things like taking your vitamins or drinking water or something, you're not like just motivated to do those things. It's like, okay, this is a discipline. This is going to be something that I do every day. So I guess maybe that's how we look at it instead.
Yeah, because there are a lot of things that I don't feel motivated to do, but there are a lot of things that have just, I've intentionally made them like a daily habit for me that I am disciplined in, for sure.
Can you tell us about some of your daily habits?
Morning meditation, journaling, and even jujitsu, like 3 days a week. I'm going to go to class 3 days a week. And if I can, you know, make it an extra day or something, then that's awesome. But, you know, if something comes up with a client and I can't make it in the morning, then I'm going to try to figure out a way to make sure that I can get there in the evening. So luckily, though, I get most of my sessions in the morning.
Yeah. I've been doing like a habit tracker for January. And just some of the things that I've been trying to track are like making sure I take my vitamins every day, drinking at least 100 ounces of water, because we were hoping that that would help with my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get in at least 100 grams of protein. Now, that's not enough protein. It's not really enough water, but I'm at least trying to hit those things. And so at least if I'm tracking, I can keep track, because it's easy to be like, oh yeah, I had water today. Like,
right.
How much? I don't know, a couple sips or something. I'm not sure. Uh-huh. So this is a good way to like at least make sure that I'm getting a minimum of those amounts in.
In the journal that I use, there's a place to track your habits. Like, it gives you a place to write 10 habits, and then it has, you know, the days all the way across, and then a little circle. So I get to put a check mark when I've done the thing. And I just get so much joy when I get to check something off the list.
Yeah, I love being able to check off to-do lists. Like, I never like to like keep them in my phone or something and delete them. I want to hit a check next to them so I can like see, yep, I did that.
Same. Well, and then at the end of the week, I can go back, and because in this journal, then you go back and reflect on your week and evaluate, did I get all of my things done? You know, what was the win for me? What kept me from completing all of my daily habits every day? And then you have to sit and evaluate and look at the data. And even that, I don't know if that's kind of a motivation, maybe a little bit, that like, I don't want to feel bad about my week and how I spent my time when I get to the end of the week and I go back and look at it.
That's a good point.
It's accountability.
Yeah, it is. Accountability is important. And that can be a form of motivation. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what we were saying about class too. You know, like, you're a part of a team, and also people miss you when you're gone. Like, that's a version of accountability.
So true.
So I think the end result here is don't just be motivated, be disciplined and be accountable. But know when it's okay to not train too, or not do whatever, you know, work thing or whatever it is. Like, if you need a break, take the break.
Yeah, because I think there's so many people that are like, just push through. You got to keep showing up. And I'm to the point that that just feels gross for me, because I'm like, you know what? I'm 51 years old. I trust myself and my body and what it's telling me enough that if it's saying, do not push yourself another step further, or I'm going to really give you something to think about.
I think that's what my body's doing right now.
I probably. But it's like, you've got to pay attention to those things.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like use that as an excuse just to bag out because you don't feel like showing up, but really like just kind of sit with it and discern, at least make an informed choice that like you've at least put some thought into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Am I not going just because I'm being lazy, you know, like truly?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm watching some show that I could pause and watch later or, right. you know, like whatever it is. Kind of too. I think I blame our perfect attendance awards as a child for this.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I mean, really, we were rewarded for showing up to school even when we were sick or, you know, didn't feel well, whatever it was. I never wanted to miss a day when I was young. It didn't matter what was happening in my life. Like if my mom was like, hey, you want to go to Florida a day early? I'd be like, but perfect attendance.
Boy, this started early for you, didn't it?
It did. It really did. So, I mean, that's, you know, I think that we're kind of conditioned in these ways. It's, I think that's how everybody got the no days off kind of training mentality. But
yeah,
I think
we like those gold stars.
We do. We like those gold stars. But I think we're learning with our old age that it's okay. It's okay to take a break too.
Yeah, but I'll still do just about anything for a sticker.
I'll keep that in mind.
Now you found what really motivates me.
That's awesome. Talking about like camp, whenever people go to any other type of camp, I always like try to, if I know them, I message them and just like ask like, what was your favorite part? What could they have done better? You know, did they give you swag? What was your favorite swag? And almost everybody like will tell me like, oh, my favorite swag were stickers. Easy, yeah. Easy thing to give. Like, all right, great. You love stickers. Fantastic.
Yeah. You know what also that makes me think of another great motivation is we can't disappoint Rachel. Like at camp, when she's like, nobody's died from this. You at least have to try it. I'm like, what? Am I not going to try it now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really, that's why we're running another Costa Rica camp is Rachel was like, I want to do it. And I was like, okay, we'll figure it out. Like, like, all right, we're going because Rachel wants us to go. And like, I don't want to disappoint Rachel.
So stickers and Rachel Casillas, the motivation of everything good in life.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
We do have a sale running on rolemodelswanted.com for buy one rash guard, get one 50% off, or spats or shorts or singlets or anything like that. So it's buy one, get one 50% off. We were just thinking, you know, like there's never like a who wore it better in jiu-jitsu. We love twinning in jiu-jitsu. We all love to match. So we just thought it'd be fun to like do a get one 50% off. It doesn't have to be the same exact thing, but like if you want to get one for your Valentine or your Galentine or your Palentine or whatever. So we are running that sale. I think it runs through February 1st. So
nice. How about an on and off the mat tip for this week?
I think my combined tip, because, you know, I always like a combined tip.
Yeah, you do.
Show up even when you don't feel like it, but know when you need to rest.
I love it.
How about you? Do you have a tip?
I'm just going to go with that. That sounds perfect.
That sounds
I got nothing better.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, friends. Thanks for tuning in. And if you want more, like if you just can't get enough of us in your life, you can follow us on Instagram at Beauty and the Gi Podcast. And I'm also hanging out there at Brassy Broad Jen.
And I'm AJ Klingerman everywhere you go, except TikTok where I'm role model. I'm also a role model everywhere you go, but you get it.
It's really easy to find you. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the mat. Beauty and the Gi is a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company.
And brought to you by Role Model Grappling.